welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. My name is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru, and this is the call each week where we get questions from listeners who are experiencing chronic knee pain or knee pain situations in a lot of different scenarios, some that have torn something, some who have had surgery, some who have just had knee pain and they don't really have solutions. And in these calls, we go over different options an individual might have who's experiencing chronic knee pain. Now, just to cover my bases, none of this information is to be construed as medical advice. If you have any questions, please consult your licensed healthcare professional. However, the information here is what has helped both myself as well as countless clients that I've worked with over the past 10 plus years address chronic knee pain in their body, is in their knees as well as their rest of their body. So there's actually some really exciting stuff I want to share with you before we get started. One is that we will be offering here shortly, I just got off the phone with my team, and we are going to be offering an actual hard copy of my ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now. So look for that to be available here in the short term, as well as I've been putting together weekly videos that if you're not a member of my blog, you'll definitely want to do so. And to access or to receive that information, you'll need to go and download my free report at thekneepainguru.com. All you need to do is put in your first name and email address, and you'll be on the mailing list letting you know of upcoming events and things like that. And I'm really focusing on putting a lot of content, a lot of information in my virtual clinic. And that is where the immense amount of information is. That's where I'm really kind of pouring out what I have gained as far as knowledge about knee pain over the past 10 years and just sharing it in my virtual clinic. So if you are not a member of the virtual clinic, that is definitely something that you want to get involved with. Now, right now, for the time being, if you purchase a copy of my ebook, you get the first month in the virtual clinic for free. So that's something you may want to take advantage of. And once again, if you go to freekneepainreport.com, all of that information will be available to you. So, okay, let's see, I'm thinking what else has been happening. We got some new clients, new one-on-one clients that I've been working with. One is Siraj from Singapore. He's real excited about working with him. That's been great. He's really open to working with these concepts and ideas that I talk about as far as the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And, of course, Siraj, being in Singapore, lives in a very different culture. So in order to be able to work with him, we have to look at some cultural differences, and we'll make adjustments accordingly to tailor how he could begin to get back to that place where he could play soccer again. That's his big love. So that's I'll definitely keep you posted on his progression. And then, of course, Ricardo in Europe. Ricardo's been doing great as well. We have our ups and downs from week to week. However, in general, he's getting a deeper understanding of what's going on in his body. And there's some specific exercises I gave him this week from the virtual clinic, the mobility exercise series, which I just uploaded to the virtual clinic, I think it was last week. And that just kind of takes the body through a series of stretches and mobility exercises that loosens up the hips, the lower back, the hamstrings, the shoulders, everything. So that plays a huge component in the tension that ends up putting all the pressure in the knees. So that mobility exercise in my virtual clinic is just great as far as dealing with that. And we're also looking at Anita coming on board here. Anita is in Dubai and Anita is the decision maker in her family. She has all the questions, and we're going to get her to a place where she's able to enjoy holidays without having to check if there's a local doctor and to make sure that she has plenty of painkillers at hand. So really excited to work with people that are open and excited about the possibility that they can be out of knee pain. And that's really key and really crucial, because it is. We just need to figure out that combination to their safe and then stick with being committed and consistent, so we create the conditions so getting out of knee pain is inevitable. So that's what's going on. So look for a lot more videos to be coming your way, let you know what's happening in the virtual clinic. I'm also talking with a couple of friends of mine. One is a physical therapist, and the other is a nutritionist. And we're going to get them to unveil some secrets about nutrition and physical therapy and things like that. That'll be valuable as far as how those contribute to chronic knee pain. And there is some talk, and this is, you know, in the future, however, talking about a potential live event. And I'm going to open up my mouth on that so there's some accountability. However, I'm thinking of doing a live event. Since my wife and I moved to Charleston, South Carolina from Louisville, Kentucky, they're looking at some ways where it can be a really nice opportunity to completely immerse you in the environment that you would need to get that, the mentality, the approach, begin the habits and all of that, so you could move yourself to a place of being completely free of chronic knee pain. So you can enjoy all the daily activities that you want to enjoy and not have to think about your knees anymore. So, okay, enough about my stuff. Let's talk about your stuff. Let's see, we have episode 23. First question here is from Chris. I'm skeptical because my knee pain is a result of an ACL tear. I had surgery about a year and a half ago and to have it completely repaired. My daily activities do not bother my knee. I wake up fine, I sleep fine, and sit, etc., just fine. However, the knee does not close completely. Like a catcher squat without a great deal of pain. This is similar as to how I injured it. Like you, I injured my knee doing martial arts. I can still maintain some level of training. However, my knee is about 70% of what it originally was. Not because it hurts naturally, but because it hurts when I bend it, conducting specific self-defense moves. My surgeon said the graft has healed well, and being 40, it's about the range that he anticipated. I don't like it. I want to be able to close my leg and work on ground moves and wrestle without any pain, play catch with my kids who are baseball pitchers. What can you provide for someone that has a real surgery such as myself? Well, Chris, thank you for your question. And this is something that is actually very common. Especially that was something that I was dealing with as far as when I, after my surgery, it was like I could kind of squat down on my right leg. However, I couldn't squat down fully on my left. I kind of had to sit more on my right heel when I would squat down like that. And basically what it boils down to is that there's a tension pattern. The bones in the leg hold an unnatural tension pattern. Meaning the relationship of the bones in the foot with that of the bones in the lower leg, the relationship of the bones in the lower leg with that of the upper leg, and the relationship of the bones in the upper leg with that of the hip, the hip. And what happens is the bones have their normal range of motion. The foot bends back and forth. The knee bends back and forth. The hip moves back and forth. However, there are intrinsic movements in the joint, meaning the joint can twist slightly. It can move back and forward slightly. It can shift side to side slightly. It can move apart and together slightly. And all of this happens when the body experiences pain and it has experienced an injury. And this is a functional tension pattern for the injury. However, it's dysfunctional for you to be able to get into that squatted position or work on ground moves and wrestle without pain. So what happens is it's about, and I have a specific section in the virtual clinic where I talk about, I refer to it as passive stretching. And that's where we work with those intrinsic movements. And we begin to essentially reset the nervous system so it could begin to let go of these tension patterns that are manifesting in physical pain, in the tension that is causing you not to be able or to only be able to get 70% of what it originally was. Now, 40 is not that old. That's like in and around where I'm at as far as age goes. And there, I don't see any reason why you couldn't have full range of motion in the knee. And all it is we just begin to work with those tension patterns in the joint and get it to reset, and then the body does what it does to heal itself. Now, of course, that is a narrow in scope. There's lots of other things, water, nutrition, exercise, and breathing. And those all play a huge role in how the body's able to heal. So, anyhow, great question, Chris. Let me know. Honestly, you'd be ideal to work with as far as like a client goes. So if you are interested, just shoot me an email, bill@theKneePainGuru.com, and we'll get you set up for consultation to see if there's a better fit. If it works, that's great. And if it's not, that's okay too. I certainly would love you to enjoy your time with your kids. This is, it's an important time, and missing out on that just kind of stinks. So anyhow, shoot me an email, Chris, and we'll get you help. So next question here is from Daniel. I've been suffering from osteoarthritis for the last 4 years, but the pain was bearable. Now, since the last 4 months, the pain in my right knee is unbearable. I don't take painkillers and can't bend my knee beyond 20 degrees. Walking has become very painful. What treatment can you prescribe? Help. I'm a very active person, was into sports. I have a very good health and a very positive attitude. I will be 57 in November and want to live a normal life again. Daniel. This is something that I see a lot. It's like, it's kind of like, now it's damage control. And what I see a lot in individuals is that there was an issue for a long period of time. And now it's kind of like that was ignored. And you can really think of the pain in your knee, or the pain anywhere else in your body for that matter, is kind of like the light that goes on in your dashboard. If your oil light is low or your check engine light comes on, what ends up happening is that's your nervous system. That is your dashboard lighting up when you have knee pain, saying that something needs to be looked at. Unfortunately, what happens is when we wait too long, when too much time goes by, it becomes more of an urgent thing, and now it becomes even more of an uphill battle to get to a place of being out of pain in the knee. So it's not that it can't be done, it's just that it takes more time. So what I would suggest is my program. You know, looking at what I have in the virtual clinic. When I talk about the water, how much water? When do you drink the water? What do you avoid drinking? Nutrition, what do you eat? What don't you eat? How can you get to a place where you set up that foundation so then when you do the exercises, the stretching, and the breathing, that it's really going to be able to help? And I have my own take on osteoarthritis as far as the degeneration that takes place in the meniscus and the cartilage of the knee. It generally is diagnosed as a dehydrated disc or a dehydrated joint. And it's very important to drink water to get it in there, into the joint or into the body, and the body will get it into the joint. However, if your knee is holding on to a tension pattern to protect itself, you could think of like, you know, squeezing a fist. When you open that fist, even after only a few seconds, you're already squeezing the blood out of the hand. So it's the same thing going on in the knee. So if you don't address that passive stretching, if you don't get the space in the joint, then the joint really doesn't heal. So that's how I look at it. We got to look at how the nervous system is tying in with all of this. If we don't look at the nervous system, you might as well, you know, not talk about the white elephant in the room, because that's the biggest piece that I see being missed with any type of treatment that's out there, is that we need to address the tension in the nervous system, create the space in the joint, set up the conditions that make getting out of chronic knee pain inevitable. So, you know, Daniel, that's the best direction I can give you. Let's set up a time to talk. Shoot me an email, bill@thekneepainguru.com. Just like I was telling Chris, you know, we got to begin to reverse that process, and we need to do that immediately, because the more you wait, the worse it gets. And you can see just what several months can make, 4 months, and how it's gotten so much worse. So it's getting closer to where it's affecting the nerves in the knee. So that's really what needs to be done. So the next question here is, excuse me, what do I need to do to make my tendons and ligaments strong so I can have pain-free knees for life? The question is from Tesfaye. Okay. Well, to make the tendons and ligaments strong, the quickest and easiest answer I can give you is get my book, Stop Your Knee Pain Now. That's where I go into all the different exercises that will build up the tendon and ligament strength in your knee, making the tendons and ligaments real thick, real strong, real flexible. So that's very important. So to do that. However, I'm not getting a lot of information here as to exactly what is going on, and pain-free knees for life a lot of times is greater in scope than just tendons and ligament strength. Tendon and ligament strength plays a huge role, yet it's not the entire picture. So when you're doing your exercises, it's important that you do the exercises correctly and properly. You do them slowly so the body can begin to build up that thickness in the joint. So, Tesfaye, thank you for your question. Hopefully that covers it for you. If not, shoot me another email. Or, of course, buy my book. So, okay. This question is from Claude. Dear Bill, I've been watching the exercises and the videos, and I don't know if they're good for my knee. I have a tear in the meniscus in my right knee. I've done arthroscopy about 14 years ago, but they just cleaned the place and didn't take anything out, claiming I was too young. Today I'm 37, and I'm start having knee pain when I clean the house or sit for too long. It's the bending of the knees or standing on them on the floor that starts the pain. In the exercises, I see lots of knee bending and wonder if it's good for me. Currently, I suffer from an infection in the knee, my usual problem. What do you think? Maybe I just need strengthening exercises and not bending. Looking forward to hearing from you soon. Claude. Okay, Claude, thank you for your question. Let's see. I'm not clear if you had or if you still have a tear in your meniscus based on the arthroscopy. So if you don't have a tear anymore, if they've already cleaned it out, then the exercises should be just fine. However, if you do have a tear in the meniscus, my next question is, how much of it is torn? Because depending on the length of tear will be whether or not the meniscus has an opportunity to heal. So there's the meniscus piece. The next piece is that usually what happens is when there's difficulty and pain when you're standing, there's a lot of stuff going on in the hips and the lower back that need to be addressed. I have a number of videos in my virtual clinic where I go over how to loosen up the hips and the lower back. That is a huge piece in what contributes to knee pain. Because when there's tension in the spine, it causes tension in the hips, which puts more pressure into the knees. So instead of you walking smooth and fluid on the knees, it causes like a jarring in the knees. And that can contribute to pain. Because now the body's not functioning like a shock absorber. It's functioning kind of like you're walking on stilts. So you can do the exercises for the knees. However, without addressing and looking what's going on with the back, you may not be changing what's going on. So there's that piece that I would look at. The next piece is infection in the knee. My question would be, well, why is the knee infected? What is going on? Is it an open wound kind of infection, or is it an internal infection in the knee? If it's an internal infection in the knee, then we got to look at diet. We got to look at water, because the water needs to flush the knee out. We need to create the conditions so the water can get in the joint and clean out what's going on in the knee joint. And then we also need to look at the infection part. And if usually an infection will persist when the body's acidic, when the body is too acidic. And if the body is too acidic, then it's unable to heal what's going on. So this is real important. So we can begin to change the diet. So now the body frees up resources because there's actual food you can eat that cause inflammation, that cause swelling in other areas of the body. And when there's swelling in other areas of the body, now the body doesn't have enough resources to heal what's going on in the knee. So it's kind of like a domino effect of what's going on. And we need to get that first domino lined up so we can start to heal what's going on, so your body can start healing it. And it, so hopefully that answers your question. It's a very multi-pronged approach. It's very dynamic. It's very integrated. And we just need to look at how that all ties together. So, Claude, hopefully that answers your question. You did ask me what I thought, so that's what I think. So, on to the next question. Bill, I'm now nearly 80 years old with a history of arthritis since I was 40. This is in my genes since my father and his kin, too, had this ailment. I was a gymnast for 20 years, took to jogging after I stopped gymnastics and ran 10 miles a week till I was 63. I suffered from arthritic pains in almost every joint in my body to such an extent I was compelled to give up my job. I did both knee replacements at 73 years of age. A few months ago, the left knee replacement got slightly displaced. The surgeons do not want to touch it. I also get very frequent joint pains in my ankles, knees, wrists, and elbows. I resort to NSAIDs for relief now. I really wonder whether I'm beyond redemption. My case might be a good challenge for you. Would you be able to provide me relief without my resorting to NSAIDs? I'd be grateful for an early reply at your convenience. Dick. Okay, Dick. You certainly, this would be a greater degree of difficulty than my average person. However, I do believe you can start doing things that can help. I'm a little bit hesitant to label something as being hereditary or in the genes, because as children, we copy what we see. So when your father or your mother does something, eats certain foods, smokes, drinks, lives their life a certain way, exercises a certain way, or not, there is a tendency for us as children to mirror what our parents are doing. So now it's 20, 30, 40 years down the road, and we start having the same symptoms like our parents had. Is it really heredity? Is it really in your genes? And this is a really good question. Is it hereditary, or are you just mirroring what your parents did? Kind of like the ripple in the pond. You throw that first pebble in the pond and it ripples out. So, for instance, my father is, there is heart disease in our family. And so that is, everybody's concern is that I would have heart disease as well. And that my father has heart disease like his father before him and my great-grandfather as well. So my question is it really heredity? Or is it my father ate the same crappy diet that my grandfather ate, that my great-grandfather ate? And it was just a mirroring of what was learned as they grew up, how to eat, how to exercise, how all of those things that contribute to heart disease. So I'm a little bit hesitant to like go along with the heredity, with the genes, with all that. So I do believe there are opportunities outside of that scope. So as far as arthritic pain, the huge piece that I've seen and what I've read and what I've looked at is what a huge part water plays. Water is, we're made up of 80% water, and our body has an allocation of water based on what's available. And when the water drops down below a certain percentage in the body, what ends up happening is the body gets too acidic. The acidic state increases in the body, meaning the body's insides get more like battery acid. When the battery acid will begin sitting in the areas of most tension, primarily where it hurts. And that battery acid will begin to eat away at the joints. And when it gets enough where it irritates the nerve endings, then it sends a signal to your brain that you have pain. So, I'm thinking by increasing your water intake, that can help a tremendous amount. However, it's not the whole story. Because once again, once the body experiences pain, the tension increases in the body. That's the body's natural reaction to pain. It tenses up. The stress level increases. When the stress level increases, then the joints squeeze closer together, which squeezes out more of the water that your body doesn't have. So now the joints get dry and brittle. They call that old age. I don't buy into it totally, because when you increase that water intake, and this is more than just water. We need to look at diet as well, because diet plays a huge role in how acidic the inside of the body is. So you could drink all the water in the world, and you can still eat a diet that has, you know, there's certain foods that you can eat that will create an acidic state in the body no matter how much water you drink. I was a perfect example of it. My wife and I were, we moved from Louisville, Kentucky to Charleston, South Carolina a few weeks ago. And there was a lot of craziness, a lot of, you know, times we didn't get a chance to sleep because we were so busy moving boxes and driving from one place to the next and trying to find where we're going and all of that, that I didn't get an opportunity to eat like I normally did. And I started eating more, you know, cookies and cake and ice cream and stuff like that. I ate a lot more sugar. It was comfort food. That's what, you know, my body was just wanted that type of input. And what ended up happening is the past week or so, I've really gotten to a place where it's like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Because my body feels achy. I feel kind of lethargic. I feel swollen, essentially what it is. And that is that swollen, achy, lethargic feeling, that is inflammation in the body. You don't feel as well. So what ends up happening is now I've not, there's technically nothing wrong except that I need to change my diet. I need to get back and start eating the foods that I talk about, practice what I preach. One of the things that I say is we teach what we need to learn most. So that's a deal that's going on with myself. So by starting making some tweaks as far as nutritionally with water and doing some things, we can begin to teach those joints to reabsorb that water, rehydrate itself, and then reduce the pain. There's also some other things that we can do outside of that in terms of gels and homeopathics and things like that that will support the body's ability to get over what it's dealing with. So Dick, if hopefully that'll give you direction, I'd be more than happy to talk with you. If you want to shoot me an email, bill@thekneepainguru.com, and you know, my assistant Heidi, just tell her you'd like to set up a consult, and then we'll get you on the phone and see if I can help you some more. I'd be more than happy to. So, okay, on to the next question from Hector. I have no meniscus in my right knee, and on the left one, the inside is removed. Will your technique still help me? Yes, I do believe so, because I don't have any meniscus in my left knee. And what I do have, there's not a whole lot there. So what ends up happening is, and what's very important is that, and there was a Dr. Stephen Levine. He was a PhD out of Harvard. They had done some research on that biotensegrity, that is the balance in the body, that you could think of it like a sailboat. You know, all of the rigging and the ropes and the poles and everything on a sailboat need to have the correct amount of tension in order for the sail to have full mast. And the same thing happens in your knees. you have tendons and ligaments in your knee, and if one of them is pulling too tight a certain way, it's going to cause an imbalance, and then it causes the knee to wear unnaturally. So what a Dr. Levine showed was that only when the body's in balance that the meniscus, which is the spacer between the joint, is only needed when the body is out of balance. So there's a lot that can be done as far as exercises that build up the tendon and ligament strength in the knee joint itself. So, Hector, that's kind of my my elevator take on that. So if you have more questions, you know, shoot me an email. Okay, question is from Gounder. It says, Bill, I have heavy knee pain, especially stiffness of the knee, which makes walking impossible. What can you recommend? i.e. Types of medication, or how can I get relief? Please advise. Thank you, Gounder. Okay, Gounder, it's really vague. Without more information, there's not a whole lot I can tell you, except for you got to look at those five areas, the water and the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And without, I need to talk with you. I mean, you can get medication. You get that from a doctor, and that's really only going to mask what's going on. The stiffness doesn't get better unless you get to the source. It's like, you want to get a weed out. You don't pull off the top of it because the root is still going to grow back. You got to get the root of what's happening. You got to get the deeper understanding of what's happening with your knees in order to correctly address what's happening. And many times, it's not that I'm against medication. It's just that it needs to be used in a proper perspective. We need to begin to create the conditions that allow the knee to heal. Like, I was listening to a book by Marianne Williamson the other day, and one of the quotes that she said was, our level of thinking, the way we think, got us to the place we are right now. And in order for us to get out of that place, in order for us to remove ourselves from that situation, we need to think differently. We need to have a different approach. We need to have a broader perspective for how we're addressing the need. And without that, it's just a Band-Aid. It's a temporary fix. And if that's what you want, there's lots of people that do that. And I usually see them a few years down the road in a worse situation than they were now. Like, for instance, I'm going to pick on you here, Dick. He got the knee replacement. However, he's still having issues down the road. And that's what happens. A lot of times people in there, like, a doctor will say to a lot of people, well, there's nothing really wrong in your knee right now. There's a little osteoarthritis or something like that. I can send you to a couple of physical therapy sessions. I can give you drugs, however, or a cortisone shot. However, we just have to see what happens, and if the knee gets bad enough down the road, then we could do a knee replacement surgery. That's their options. And it's not bad on the doctors. That's just the paradigm they work from. And as long as you fit in that paradigm where something is broken or torn, then you would want them to do something. However, what we're talking about is outside of that paradigm. What we're talking about is outside of the scope of what Western medicine really understands. So let's look at those five factors, and let's start changing those five factors to see how it changes what's going on in the knees. Let's take a somewhat scientific approach. It's not a full scientific approach, because with a scientific approach, only one variable can change. However, the body is not a single variable organism. It's very dynamic. There's lots of things that are happening. So let's zoom out a little bit. Let's get a bird's eye view and let's look at the bigger picture. From an evolutionary standpoint, how's the body supposed to function? What are the foods we're supposed to eat? The stuff that you go get at the local grocery store full of sugar and wheat and all of that is not it. That's not going to repair our bodies. Our body doesn't know what to do with those things. And the water that we drink, it's not colored. And it doesn't come in a bottle that's carbonated. You know, there's things we need to look at things differently. If that doesn't happen, the knees will be the same. And I see it happen over and over again. And if you're that type of person, great. I'm not the person to help you. I'm not going to be able to help you. That isn't my mentality. I'm able to help the person that's open to that change, that's willing to go, I'm tired of this. I want things to be different. I want to help myself. I want to be empowered to know that down the road, if something happens with my knee after I'm done working with Bill, I know exactly what to do. That was what it was like with Janelle, one of my clients earlier this year. We worked 4 months after she was in knee pain for 2.5 years. And after 4 months, she felt comfortable enough to go, got it, I understand. I feel confident enough to go out on my own and know if something happens with my legs, with my knee, I'll be able to handle it. And I'm there if she needs me. However, you know, she got kind of kicked out of the nest. However, without that mentality, then I'm not the person for you. I'm not going to be able to help you. So, anyhow, Founder, hopefully that answers your question. Let's see. Got a question here. At present, I'm struggling from back pain. It is 2 days now. When I sneezed yesterday, my body shook well and the pain increased. I don't know what to do. Take medicine? If you kindly advise me how to get better. Thanks and regards, Gerard. Okay, Gerard, back pain, once again, I don't know enough information. However, it still falls down to the very same principles, whether you're talking about knee pain or back pain. You're looking at water, you're looking at nutrition, you're looking at exercise, you're looking at stretching, you're looking at breathing. And usually what happens is when the body gets into pain like you're experiencing, it's because there's too much tension in the nervous system. You need to create space. As far as taking medicine, I answered a question similar to that before. It may be beneficial for a short period of time. That was something you need to consult with your doctor with. However, for a long period of time, it's not going to address what's going on. So, anyhow, that is real important. And you may want to be on the call when I have Lindy Royer, the physical therapist, because her take is looking at the relationship of back pain to knee pain. So that may be something you want to get in on the virtual clinic to get an understanding of what I'm talking about here. So, okay. Got a question here from Siddhartha. Sir, I'm suffering from a ligament sprain injury for 5 months. The pain is lessening, but again recurring if I walk a little distance. The first time when I got hurt was on May 30th of this year. Since then, I've been using medicines, but my ankle was not cured completely. Unfortunately, I got hurt at the same place in the second and third month, too. I'm attending my regular work, though avoiding walking much, but my day is getting tough due to this pain. I would be grateful if you could tell me what the measures I have to take to recover from this injury. Siddhartha. Okay. Well, I am assuming this is your knee. You didn't specifically say it was your knee. I need to know more information. Ligament sprain, ligaments take a long time to heal, and that's with giving it optimal conditions to heal. So it's important to look at your diet, look at water. I cover all this in virtual clinic. I'd say get into the virtual clinic and start poking around. That would definitely be helpful for you because it goes over the water and the nutrition in depth, as well as the exercises in the stretching or the strengthening section. Also, the stretching, I call it the stretching lounge. Consequently, what happens is that the body's holding on to that tension pattern, which makes it easier for you to hurt it again. Is that making sense? You can think of it like ruts in an old dirt road. You know, it rained in the dirt road, and then trucks drove through it, and then the dirt dried. So now there's deep ruts in the road. No matter how you drive on that road, the cars always fall into those ruts. Well, it's the same thing when you have an injury like that. That there's a tendency for the body to go into those same places. However, with the information that I have in my virtual clinic in the passive stretching section, I show you how you can smooth out the dirt road, so to speak, how you can smooth out those ruts so the body isn't falling, or you know, you're not going into those same places, which optimizes the opportunity for that ligament to heal. So hopefully that'll give you a direction there. Check out the virtual clinic. Go to my website, thekneepainguru.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see like a little building with a Red Cross kind of symbol on top of it. Just go click on that, and you can gain access in a couple of minutes to the virtual clinic and have that information. Okay, I got a question from Donald. Hey, each exercise said do them for 1 or 2 minutes. And then down the end of the page, it says do exercise for 7 seconds after fatigue. What does this mean? Does it mean keep the exercise till my leg is completely fatigued and then hold it for 7 seconds? Good question, Donald. Okay, here's the deal. Muscles fatigue after 7 seconds. Like if you've ever seen somebody do like a bench press. They fully go and can press their maximal amount of weight in about a 7 second period of time. If it takes longer for them than 7 seconds to push the weight up, odds are they're not going to get the weight up. The same thing with your legs. What ends up happening is after 7 seconds, the muscles in the legs begin to fatigue. At that point, you begin to work on tendons and ligaments. So the idea is to do the exercise like 1 minute down for 1 minute or 2 minutes. You want to get the legs to start shaking. And then when the legs start shaking, that's when you're working with the tendons and ligaments in the joint itself. So that's a key point right there. So, don't forget to incorporate the proper breathing. Incorporate the proper breathing when you do that, because if you don't incorporate the proper breathing, what's happening is you increase tension in your nervous system, which contributes to the issues that you may be having with your knees. So, anyhow, Donald, hopefully that answers your question. A good question. I apologize for that not being clear. And that actually wraps the questions up for the day. So we should be doing another one here next week, I'm sure. Like I said, lots of stuff going on in Knee Pain Guru land. We'll be doing I think there's a one-on-one that I'll be doing here shortly where I'll be interviewing someone who has chronic knee pain. You want to keep an eye out for those. Those are really incredible because you can really feel how much the knee pain is affecting people and how it's destroying their lives, and how that with some simple exercises and some simple changes in your life, you can get the body back to where you want, so you can get and live the life that you were meant to live without dealing with chronic knee pain. It just isn't any fun. I'd also encourage you to connect with me. Of course, if you're haven't received my free report, go to thekneepainguru.com, download my free report, you'll be on the mailing list. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. I have, just get into Facebook and do a Google search or a search for the Knee Pain Guru, as well as the same thing on Twitter, and friend me there. And I'm continually posting articles and doing things that are very beneficial to point you in a direction of good stuff that's out there to help you with your chronic knee pain. So, okay, well, we are done for today. Thank you so much for being here. If anybody has any questions, just go to my website, thekneepainguru.com, and the information's there. Shoot me an email at bill@thekneepainguru.com, and I wish you a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful rest of the week, and I will talk to you next time.